welcome to episode 60 of K-Drama Convos. Today, we have, for the very first time, we have a guest. Yeah, everybody applaud there, yeah. Do you want to introduce yourself? How are you related to us here? We can just pull them off the street. It's not how it happened, no. So, today we have my dad and your husband.
It's funny how that works.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. And we thought it'd be fun to bring him on because we watched this movie together. It's an action movie, so we thought you'd like it. So, real quick, do you remember the first K-drama you ever saw? Do you remember?
Before then, congratulations on your 60th.
Oh, episode. Thank you.
That's awesome.
Oh, thank you.
And yes. I'm honored to be roped in. I mean, volunteered.
You're totally roped in. Oh my gosh. No, totally.
First K-drama I saw was Goblin.
Goblin, okay. And then you've seen Goblin, Legend of the Blue Sea.
Yes.
Mr. Sunshine.
Yes.
I think that's it.
And parts and pieces of many, many.
he's sat in on a few episodes here and there. So he's the one who got to, you know, hear us talk for 5 years about Hospital Playlist and, yeah, and stuff like that. So, obviously, you're going to have, like, you haven't seen as many K-dramas as we have, obviously. We have, like, 100-plus under our belt here. So, that's part of the reason we thought it'd be fun, because we'll definitely have very different perspectives. And this is also a movie that's an action movie. We're not action movie people. I don't know if you really are either. Probably
more so than we are.
A
little bit, yes.
Like, do you like the Avengers and do you even watch superhero movies?
I watch some.
Some?
The Avengers, I don't get into them.
Yeah.
Maybe more like Mission Impossible and things like
that's
that.
That's true. That's
it
true.
It was an action movie more along those lines, I think.
More like, more older or classic, whatever you want to call it.
More intelligent.
Whoa, people who like Avengers are.
I know. I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh. So, the reason we picked to watch Confidential Assignment is because, were you the one who heard about it coming?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Confidential Assignment 2, I think it's coming out in theaters in Korea tomorrow, like the 7th or something like that. And it has, they're adding, what's his name, David Henney? Is that how you say it? Which all three of us saw in
Wheel of Time.
Wheel of Time, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we were very excited because we'd seen him in that. To also see him in, you know, that was the first thing we'd seen him in.
Right.
To now see him in a Korean movie, we were well excited.
So, we had to watch the first movie before watching the second movie.
I feel like
we get to see that.
Yeah, who knows when it's actually going to come, like, to the U.S. streaming. Mm-hmm. Who knows? It probably won't be in the theaters in the U.S. Probably not. So, we're just going to start off talking about the characters. So obviously this show is very few characters, like they really just like the main two and, well, kind of three, and the rest are basically just
side characters,
which for a movie I guess works quite well. And
you couldn't have as many characters in a movie as you have
like
in Hospital Playlist.
Yeah, it was like 50
you
characters.
Confuse your audience.
We were confused.
And you couldn't do all of that in only 2 hours.
Well, yeah, this was only 2 hours. It wasn't 2.5, I don't think. Right. Yeah. So we've seen Hyun Bin in Secret Garden, Crash Landing, now
Memories
of the Alhambra.
What was the other one?
I think it was just those. Just those three, I think. Okay. Right? Yeah. And so one thing we noted was the different styling they did. Because in this one and in Crash Landing, he played a North Korean soldier, like military soldier in both. But in this one, they have his hair like really short and they have him kind of stubbly, and they also have him very like tan. Which in the other one, he honestly still kind of looked like, if you look in Crash Landing, he still looked like a pretty boy a little bit more than this one.
He didn't They didn't try to look like a pretty boy.
Exactly, yeah. And they did, like, all the scars and stuff, too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think that was a good way to go with that. Instead of, like, in Crash Landing, he had bangs. Which, I mean, they were very short, but he had bangs. I'm like, I don't know if a soldier would have that.
Well, he had a very out-of-date, unstylish haircut.
I don't know. I just feel like any kind of, like, bangs or something, it just is not realistic.
I don't know. See, what do you think, Dan? I said that I don't think, as a North Korean soldier, he would have had stubble on his face. I think that would have been a big no-no.
Like,
what do you think?
In the military. Are you allowed that?
I think you're right.
Yeah, that's what
But if I recall correctly, the scenes in the beginning of the movie where he's in uniform and he's a cop, a censor for the government, not a soldier, by the way, as far as I could tell.
Oh, he's a censor.
He was clean shaven and his stubble comes on as he is in South Korea being a undercover cop.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, after he was tortured.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
I didn't think of that either.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, I think... But
so, wait, can have to you explain the difference? Back. Explain the difference between the censor...
Don't know.
And don't know.
And
don't
military.
Know. I don't know.
Isn't he, like, a branch of the military?
Is it connected?
I'm not sure.
Oh. I didn't realize he... I just thought he was military.
Yeah, so
I didn't... Oh, so it's
he
different.
May have been military, but I don't know how North Korea operates.
Well, yeah.
Not what we're used to, or even how South Korea would operate.
Mm-hmm. And but I think they actually made him look a bit more like convincing that he's like, you know, some sort of soldier or something that works outside and like that kind of thing. Like with him, especially him being tan. I thought I was just being weird, but then you said you also saw that.
Yeah.
Especially comparing to the other shows we've seen him in, especially. Mm-hmm. And then with Jin Tae, who's the detective, I'll just say detective, I'll never remember his name. I think the really main thing I noted is that he felt like a real person. Like, he wasn't, like, living in luxury, he didn't have an easy job, or anything like that.
But he also didn't whine and complain about, well,
he complained one time. Yeah, but...
Generally, he didn't whine and complain.
Right, yeah, he didn't. Yeah. He didn't. Mm-hmm. But he wasn't this super uber poor person. Mm. He was just a working
class.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he wasn't really rich, but he wasn't really poor.
Right.
But they mentioned, like, you know, he doesn't make a lot, but he made enough to get by.
Right.
And then also in, like, you know, obviously, like, Hyunbin is, like, you know, trained for. Like, almost.
Well, see, that's why I figured he's in the military. Because of what he could do.
I don't know.
That he was, like, special ops type person.
I don't know. They didn't really...
That's a good point.
I
wondered if that's, like...
Yeah.
The Hollywood effect.
Mm,
you know,
that's
possible. Every hero in a Hollywood movie is an amazing...
fighter.
Whenever you get into that whole special forces...
Then you can get away with, like, most things.
Yeah. Kind of like...
Oh, from the Jason Bourne.
Jason Bourne. The stuff that he can do is because he was trained.
Right, he was trained to do it. That. Yeah. But with the detective, I like that they had the contrast between how he could fight and Hyunbin could fight. It made him seem like this is how a normal person would deal with this situation. Like, they didn't have it so that he, like, somehow knew how to, like...
Right.
Defend himself.
He more, like in that one scene, he more kept the people away from him by throwing the
tables. Yeah, he tried more to just get away instead of, like, defeating them kind of thing, which I feel like, that makes sense. That's what I would try to do, just try to get out of there and stuff like that. And then originally, we weren't going to have you on here at all, and... Because that's why I texted you. I'm like, oh, answer some questions. And I was like, oh, we're going to mention your opinion while we talk about it.
Right.
But then we were like, oh, if he, like, haha, it'd be so funny if he came on as a special guest. And we're like, wait, but actually, let's do that. Fun. And so here we are. And one thing that you noted that I don't think either of us, I just didn't note it, is that there aren't many female characters in this show, the movie, at all, except for
the wife
and the sister-in-law, and I guess the daughter.
But I don't, there may have been, but I don't recall.
Well, there was, well, there was his wife.
His wife.
There was the North Korean soldier's wife.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then, like, she was gone in the first scene or two.
Yeah.
But then in South Korea,
there was, like,
aside from people on the street, there were, yeah, female police officers, mm-hmm, or anything that I recall.
Yeah. I feel like that's actually kind of a weird... I mean, like, for the North Korean group that was supposed to be special forces, that I'm not too surprised it was all guys. Yeah. That honestly kind of made sense. It was, like, his police unit and the people who were working around that. There was nobody, like, there was literally, like, no one working in, like, a high position at all that we saw that was a female character. Like, mm-hmm, I don't think at all. And you said that you found some of the, like, the sister-in-law and the wife somewhat shallow.
I did, but I found them shallow not as a, because I think they were necessarily shallow.
Mm-hmm.
It's, the movie wasn't about them, and it, there was no chance for them to really play a role and have a character that was developed at all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, literally, we never saw the sister-in-law except when they were in,
oh, yeah,
the apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And the wife we only saw outside of the apartment.
Like,
at the power station when she's taken hostage,
mm-hmm,
and,
yeah,
in the car afterward, and that's it. So she was fleshed out a little bit, mm-hmm, I guess, more for her character, but not much.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's probably they just didn't have time. Like, they weren't, like you said, like, they weren't, like, the sole focus of,
correct,
the story. But, you know, it was after, I didn't really know anything about it, but after you said that, I was like, oh, wait a second, you're right. Like, there was, like, no one, mm-hmm, in there, like, at all. Just zero. Which, like I said, some of it made sense, but then others, I'm like, you could have at least someone in
someone
there.
Someone somewhere, mm-hmm, yeah.
Like, the people who, the detective was, like, reporting to and said, like, you know, track this thing. They had little clips of them here and there. It was, like, all guys with that, yeah, as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. I guess maybe they didn't, because they were, like, background characters, I guess it didn't matter as much to have, like, I don't know, more females. But I guess just because they're more background characters, mm-hmm, I guess. But you said there was one scene with the mom that you really, or the wife that
the
you
wife,
really liked.
Oh, well, she, a lot of this, the movie, you see her complaining about her husband's job.
Mm.
And it wasn't, I felt like her moment was in the car after he had rescued her, when she really got to see how he worked, what he, mm-hmm, did, and,
well,
how he...
Not really, but...
Well, how he risked his life, mm-hmm, for them, mm-hmm, and she, and how he didn't want to leave.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she said, okay, just drop us off and go. And I think that was, she realized what it was that her,
like,
husband
what it meant.
Did.
She did make a shift in, mm-hmm, that,
yeah,
scene. Yes.
Yeah. And I think that was, like, the only one that really fleshed out her character, yeah, at all. That one especially. Mm-hmm. I think that was at least, like, nice to see, even if it was small.
Yes,
it was something
it
that was
nice
to
see
that. With
she,
her.
It was like she finally acknowledged
his hard
did.
Work, I,
yeah,
guess you could say. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so the other, like, half, one half of this movie is obviously the comedy. You can tell from the trailer, you know, it's supposed to be that, well, not quite, but it's kind of like that cop, like, what do you call that? You know, like, cop shows, you should have, like, a duo that they have. You know what
partners.
I mean?
They always have partners.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And obviously that's part of this one. And we've said multiple times in this podcast that a lot of Korean comedies we can't do.
Either we don't get it.
Yeah.
Or we find it
stupid.
Stupid.
Like, so stupid we just don't want to watch it, kind, mm-hmm, of thing. Like, mm-hmm. Mm. But this one was not that, which might have been partly because it wasn't solely a it wasn't a comedy first, I'd say. Whereas some of the ones that we couldn't handle, that was like one like their sole genre, mm-hmm. I'd say.
Yeah.
Whereas this one, it was more like paralleling the action, which I think is why they, most of the scenes I didn't find like, oh, that's just stupid, that's just pointless or anything. Like,
I just remembered another Korean movie that
Was it Space Sweepers?
Midnight Runners, which was a comedy.
Oh, with Park Seo-joon.
About the police academy guys.
That was a comedy duo right there.
So, and yeah, that was comedy. So mm-hmm. What did you think of the comedy in this one?
In this one?
I thought it was pretty good. I was afraid it was going to be ridiculous.
I was afraid of that too.
And I thought it was... I thought it was appropriate. They didn't try too hard, mm-hmm. as in they were pushing just the comedy or silliness. I do get... There were a couple times I got the feeling that there was a part of it I wasn't understanding because I don't understand the culture that the movie was released to.
That makes sense.
I got that impression a couple times. Yeah. But that was okay.
Yeah.
The comedy was mainly about... the interaction between the two detectives.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And in that case, I thought the comedy was pretty well done.
Yeah.
And didn't the comedy come almost exclusively through Jintae?
Yeah, the detective. Mm-hmm.
That was the point.
I mean, it came from him, but it was him bouncing off of Hyunbin. It's more just him talking and Hyunbin staring at him.
But I've seen duos where there's the comedy partner and the serious partner. And every now and then the serious partner will throw out something really dry, but that never happened.
No, he wasn't the dry, sarcastic compared to like talkative, I guess you could say. Right. It wasn't that, no. Mm-hmm. It was just the straight up serious compared to talkative, basically. But one thing they did well, with the comedy is they used it to balance out the action and the other stuff going on.
Oh, yeah. I said earlier, if there hadn't been comedy, mm-hmm. it would have just been action scene after action scene. It would have just been the Avengers.
You really just like the Avengers? What is this?
Avengers, like, has no story. It's just at least to action you, it scene after action they, scene after action scene. There's very little
They had to include plot. The comedy, or there would have had to have been some other... something else going on, or would have been kind of a boring movie.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And because the whole recovering the plates just that didn't carry it.
Right.
That's not the way it was written.
Mm-hmm. It was more written for the relationship between the two.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, and which makes sense. And I agree that, like, if they didn't have the comedy, or even if they had less of it, or, I mean, and it's not just comedy, also just general dialogue and interaction as well, but if they tried to cut back on it slightly and add the more action to it, you know, they try and make it more and more epic and, you know, like that, this and that, I feel like it could have gotten, like, too much, or especially with, like, obviously, the finale scene is supposed to be the most dramatic. I feel like if they tried to cut back on comedy, it could have been, like, too dramatic, that it was just, like, annoying at that point, which I dislike when shows do that, where it's, like, this super big build-up, and it's, like, too much is happening. Like, they try and throw too many elements into it, which I don't think they did that too much with this one.
Mm-mm. Well, they had to have all that dialogue and stuff to develop the trust between the two characters.
Yeah.
If you have an action scenes and nothing else, there would have been no chance to have a relationship.
Right.
Yeah. And that is what they established. And you kind of could, like, follow it then slowly trusting each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they obviously did not in the beginning, but over time they, like, started to, at least with... they were, like, bugging each other and, like, you know, everything.
Oh, that was funny.
But they eventually actually grew to trust each other for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, obviously, the final scene. So the action side of it, so, like, the other half, I think it was well done. Did you, like, the, okay, let's say, like, the fist fights or gun fights, whatever. I think they were choreographed convincingly, like, enough. It's still a movie. And what, probably the biggest thing I noted was that Hyun Bin, especially Hyun Bin, actually got hurt in it.
Yes.
Like, he didn't just, like, bulldoze through them. Mm-hmm. Like, he, like, actually, like, his fighting was almost, quote-unquote, like, messy. Like, he would fall down, he'd get pushed back. Like,
yeah, messy. That's yeah, a good way to describe it.
Like, it felt, I mean, no, I've never seen a fist fight in person. No, I've never seen a gun fight in person. I've never seen a car chase in person either. But it felt more realistic than some movies I've seen, like, generally, that he also didn't win every fight.
Yeah, when he was chasing the one lead, he lost him, like, twice.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, and he didn't, like, I mean, part of that is that if he caught him right away, it would have been, like, over, but they did it in a real, he also got hurt, like, multiple times, and, like, sometimes when he would, I feel like when he would get hurt, he would, like, show it. He didn't just be like, you know, like, I'm fine. You know, like, I mean, superheroes are different because they got, like, powers and stuff.
Mm.
But, like, Jason Bourne, like, yeah, sure. I mean, no, everybody knows that's not realistic. I mean, obviously. And then, what did you think of the action? Do you think it was, like, convincing enough?
I think overall it was convincing.
Mm-hmm.
The hand-to-hand type fighting was mostly pretty convincing.
Mm-hmm.
On a little further reflection, the stuff that happened in the power plant, in the end, that started to go a little bit over the top.
A little more movie.
Little more movie, unrealistic.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't too far.
I guess, you know,
special effects wise,
didn't have too many.
There were a couple places in the car.
Mm. Oh yeah, like chase when the car type flipping stuff was a little.
That it just, we're so used to Hollywood and, right. And it's become mm-hmm. so seamless anymore.
Mm. And this was 2017.
Like, well, this looked like Hollywood in the 1990s, yeah, you know, yeah, or yeah, the yeah. 80s even,
mm-hmm.
with the car chase stuff. Some of it.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it was really clean. Some
mm-hmm. you yeah, could I guess see it really depended.
Really had to do some serious sketchy editing to make it work.
Yeah. But,
you know, that's, in the end, that's very minor in my book anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought the action was, I thought the action was good. And it was nice that there was other stuff besides action. Mm-hmm. Like there was the dialogue, but then there was also the times where they're in the apartment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that.
Yeah, and yeah, I think the one I like remember with like the obvious like CGI being like, well, that was like was the one where they were with, I think they were still in the tunnel maybe, and the one car got like flipped and stuff, and it was like that was a little questionable there. And I think for people who obviously were not really action type mm-hmm. movie people, we're also, at least us two, are not, what do you call it? Like, blood and gore is not our thing at all. This one, because it's mostly guns, you kind of avoid that. Because, you know, it being like knives and stuff is a lot more personal.
But the way they also did the guns. I mean, they did guns in...
They killed a lot of people in Squid Game.
Squid Game. And it was horrifically bloody. But they didn't do that in this. Because that
they
wasn't
had
the
a
point...
a lot more than guns.
That wasn't yeah. the point of the show.
No,
it was
no.
To shock you. That
wasn't No. And it probably also helped keep the rating down, I would assume. But mm-hmm. it, like,
probably.
Yeah.
yeah. But yeah. It was more supposed to be an action, not an action thriller.
Right,
which I think is also part of the reason we liked it,
mm-hmm.
is
mm-hmm.
that it wasn't trying to be like a thriller or something like that. That's just not our forte. That's not what it is in general. I mean, like, what's the only? I think Happiness the only one that even counts? Does Squid Game count as a thriller? What even is that?
Maybe Alice in Borderland, maybe?
Oh, that might, yeah.
Does that count as a thriller?
I don't know. Oh, you started that
one. Yeah, you watched a little bit of that.
I watched a good bit of it.
That one had a lot of bodies.
I guess it's a thriller.
I guess
they're
so.
Both that dystopian whole thing.
Yeah.
I don't know how you categorize that beyond it.
I feel like they're a bit more they're not a psychological thriller. That's its own thing. But they're more, some of them are more like Squid Game and Alice in Borderland. They're more
of an exploration of the human condition and human nature rather than some mad weirdo running around with a chainsaw, you know.
Yeah, we don't watch horror movies.
That's getting into horror.
Have you ever seen a horror movie? Either of you?
I saw one, a long, long time ago, and I didn't enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. I tried.
I didn't enjoy the thought of them even now. That's just never appealed to me.
Mm-mm. I tried Children of the Corn.
Oh, I could not take that.
And I couldn't finish it. It freaked me out.
Did you start it alone?
Yeah.
Like at home?
And that was when I was in high school, too. Mm-hmm. So.
Mm-hmm. That's one, that's, fully, suspense, ain't it? Or is it a lot of gore?
I don't know.
No,
it was, you know how we don't like jump scares?
Oh, my gosh.
You know, it's, you're in a cornfield, and stuff, the music plays, you know something's going to jump out of you, and that was all I could handle. I didn't get very far.
We were in A Silent Sea, which you're going to watch at some point. It's really good.
Yes, ma'am.
You've been told. The Silent Sea, I guess it was, or whatever the heck. There's one or two scenes. It's like a suspense. You think a jump scare is going to happen. It's, not even that
And we're
bad.
No.
We're half covering our eyes. It was, nothing. Come on. We're way too jumpy.
Yeah.
Jump scares get me. I remember one time when...
We will physically jump.
You remember, the little wooden table we used to use when, the youngest would sit?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The one time, because I was taller, the one time there was a jump scare, my knees hit the table. I'd flip it, but... No, we don't
do those.
We don't do those.
But this did not have any of that kind of thing in it.
Well, no. So there's one main thing I think, I don't know why they did it, that I dislike about this movie.
Wait. Let's find out.
Sorry.
What Dan disliked about the movie before you
Was there any... Sorry.
You do a lot of stuff.
Wow. I'm insulted.
Our guest on. The guest needs to speak.
Not important. I get it. Okay.
Sorry. Was there anything in the movie you did not like? Or you think could have been improved?
Yeah,
it could be
better.
I think it would have been better, perhaps, if they had found a way to make the bad guys more people.
Oh, yeah, you said that.
I got the feeling every time you interacted that any bad guy showed up, he was nothing but a scumbag. Every bad guy was that, and that was the end of it. Mm-hmm. There was no...
Backstory?
There was no reason. There was no motive other than power or money.
Well, I remember...
Or a blend of the two.
The one guy, Cha Ki-sung. The one,
the leader.
I know what you're
leader.
Say. Okay.
Okay.
He
go ahead.
Said that the government betrayed the people, and I'm doing this for the people.
Flashback.
That's where they need a flashback to show us what went wrong in his life that made him basically betray his country.
Which is a lot.
Thought that was more.
Just a thing to say?
I thought it was more general.
Mm, that's
he was,
true.
That was his critique on North Korea.
Mm, mm-hmm.
But if that is the motivation for why he's doing what he's doing,
yeah,
they could have given us a little,
maybe a little bit
picture
right.
of that.
Yeah, and didn't he also say we didn't want to be, what's the word he used? Like, it wasn't servants. It was like a
puppets.
Puppets, yeah, or something like that.
Or something
like that. Lapdogs.
Lapdogs.
That is
an animal. Yeah, yeah. We didn't want to be. I didn't just want to be like a lapdog or something like that. And I feel like even that they could have shown. It like didn't necessarily have to be his country betraying him or something.
Like, how was he used?
Yeah, yeah. Like, was there a situation where he was ordered to do something that he didn't want to, and that's what resulted in him, like, turning evil, basically? Like,
mm-hmm.
yeah, I feel like, you know.
Even, The Incredibles. The bad guy in The Incredibles got a flashback to why he wanted to take over the world.
I don't remember that movie.
He got he got ignored as a kid by Mr. Incredible. Yeah. So that in other words, he had a reason for being angry at the world.
Right. Yeah.
That was the root of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And it became something that was totally out of hand. But,
you know.
I agree. Now, mind you, all of his posse.
Well, his minions were just that. I mean, they were.
In which movie?
All the other guys.
Oh, in this movie?
One.
Oh.
All the other
guys didn't
just,
need anything.
They just
did what they were told.
But I'm just
exactly.
thinking of him and the rich South Korean that he was trying to broker a deal
like
with that he double crossed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
There was.
See, I just looked at that guy as, oh, you know,
he's an evil businessman.
Yeah, he's just
an
evil
businessman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, him, the Cha, whatever the heck.
Cha Ki-sung.
His main motivation being just, oh, power of money. Like, you know, I agree that was quite shallow. But neither of us actually noted that until you texted me that.
Mm-hmm.
That was something that you're like, once you said it, we're like, oh yeah, wait a second.
We just assumed, you know, okay, he's
the
bad guy.
Bad guys, whatever.
But no, we didn't think of, well, what's the, you often will do that. Well, what's the
motivation? Oh yeah, I do that a lot.
You do that a lot.
Me with, what you call it? I'm so annoying. Battlestar Galactica. I'm like, she's seen it before. So I'm like, oh, why are they doing this? What's her plan here? Wait, are this like,
and I don't tell her anything.
She's so annoying. She doesn't tell me anything. What is this? But yeah, I think even if it was just like a little bit,
bad guys are people too.
You just eye rolled so hard. You should have seen his face when you said that. That was so cheesy. Oh my god.
The comment or my eye roll? Probably
the comment, but
apparently
no, that was
a cheesy thing.
That was a cheesy comment. No, but yeah, going. Yeah, is that? I think even if it only had to be one like few minute flashback or something like that, I think that would have developed and shown motivation obviously more than they did because they showed zero except for obviously you're being controlled. We know that, but like there wasn't anything beside that.
Okay, so. Anything else?
That'd be
my only critique. We've already mentioned some other things with the action or with the characters.
Yeah,
some
those are a bit
critiques.
More.
Do you think it would have helped the story along at all if they had delved more into the women or included more women somewhere? Or do you
think
what they did was perfectly fine?
That's hard to say. I probably not.
Yeah, I think like plot
there's
wise, yeah.
Some of that, like the whole interaction between North and South Korea and what people's roles were, is, excuse the expression, but it's literally foreign to us.
Yeah,
we don't know
is.
The background, and whereas this is being released to the Korean market,
mm-hmm.
and I think there's understanding in that market that we simply don't have as Americans.
Yeah, no, we don't.
The same with, I guess this is a critique going back to the women.
No, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were portrayed as
The damsels like, in distress?
Well, no, they weren't the damsels not in totally. Distress. She was, the wife was simply a housewife who busied herself, who really only cared about her daughter, nagged her husband, and...
Saying they're stereotypical?
Yeah, it's very stereotypical. And then the sister-in-law was even more stereotypical. She really didn't care about anything. She was a freeloader, and she didn't take care of anything until the handsome dude showed up, and, you know.
And then she didn't even take care of it. She just said she made the food and stuff.
But that was kind of the point.
Yeah. I guess part of that was, like, especially with the sister-in-law, it was trying to go from a more comedic, like, they weren't really trying to, like, you know, delve into her character or anything.
No, and her whole response to him was supposed to be funny. It was you weren't supposed to take it seriously.
That's where I wonder. I felt like the disconnect there culturally.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I didn't find it funny, but I'm not from South Korea. I found her to be just totally shallow and pathetic.
Oh, so we found her somewhat.
I didn't find her funny at all.
So many K-dramas where
a similar thing.
The response is quite often to what the other person looks like,
right?
Because there's the totally whole beauty culture, is
different.
Different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like when he his character spoke for the first time, and he spoke in a North Korean dialect.
We didn't know.
I mean, obviously they knew. Obviously, yeah. That's something that. Oh yeah, that I was saying that. Imagine having to learn a different like. It's like learning an accent. I guess, I don't know, is it like learning an accent?
Yeah, it'd be like talking in a southern accent.
That'd be interesting to find out from someone who is from Korea and could tell you, well, what is the difference here? Yeah,
but people just like know it too.
Yeah.
I'm like, how do you just like, I guess it's like.
Or like people from the country will practice their Seoul dialect.
Yeah, I know. Before they go. A Seoul dialect is basically just standard Korean.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like. It's just interesting to me that, like, South Koreans who obviously probably don't very, most probably have never interacted with a North Korean, know it that instantly. I don't know, I get, probably very distinct.
It must be distinct.
Because it's so isolated, obviously. Mm-hmm. I don't know, that's just fascinating to me also that Hyunbin had to, like, I guess he had to do that the whole movie. Because, like, because the Korean audience watching it would identify it. I'm like, that must be hard from, like, an acting side to have to. I wonder.
That was a side note. If he did, and we don't know he did or didn't.
No, yeah.
Because we don't know Korean. if that's the case, though, and he did, why did no one else react to it? Only.
Well, he didn't speak very much.
He didn't talk, but every time he talked,
other people.
Yeah. If it stood out that much, everybody would have pinned him immediately as this foreigner from North Korea, and no one else reacted to him.
That's true.
Strangely.
Yeah, did he interact with any other people, though, other than the bad guys he was chasing and the detective's family?
People on the street heard him.
Yeah.
When he talked.
Mm-hmm.
When he was out on the street.
Or like, I don't know, I just think he talked there. Like, when they went to that, like, Chinese restaurant, did he even talk? I don't think he talked there even, though.
No.
Yeah, I guess very few people heard him. But no one else noted it. Right. Or were, like, surprised by it.
I'm not sure I ever thought of that.
Yeah. Do you have any critiques?
Yes.
In particular. Okay, go ahead.
The wife and daughter were chained to the whatever it was with the bomb attached.
Yeah, like the final scene. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Fine.
Dramatic.
You know. It's it was
typical.
Of course, it was going to happen that the guy didn't die, and to get back at the detective, he's going to terrorize his family.
Yeah.
All right. Fine. I can get over that. But. What bothered me was when the agreement was, okay, fine, we get the plates, your family can go, and
then you turn the bomb
off. Yeah. suddenly he was able to grab his wife and daughter and leave.
Yeah.
They were chained up. You could see the padlock on the chain. If it was so easy to take them away, why didn't they just slip out from the chains and leave?
I thought that too.
They just left didn't the mention key it. There, right?
Oh like, my gosh. Like, what
is... That is a good point.
Like, yeah.
It was just too quick. And
yeah, just, I know. That was that one bothered those, like, me. What do you call it? Movie logic?
There, yeah.
I mean, I can get over it, but.
That bothered me.
Yeah, that is kind of annoying. That it.
Because I was waiting to see how he was going to get them all out of it.
Are you excited to show it?
Well, something.
I don't know.
Or at the very least, for it to take more than 5 seconds to get out of the chains.
Well, they didn't really show you how long it took, because they just kind of cut.
No, they went to he hadn't been on the rooftop, and you could see them running away from the bomb, like, right away.
Yeah, but they didn't show you how much time was in between. Well. Whatever. I agreed. Yeah. And I think the overall, you know, the dude kidnapping families, I don't know, it was really predictable.
It was.
And very typical. But honestly, he could very easily do that. He had enough, you know, men and stuff to achieve that. That I wasn't, like, disappointed that they did that or anything.
It just wasn't a surprise.
No, it wasn't. It was like, duh. I knew right away when the daughter was crying over the phone. I knew what happened.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
it was
yeah.
obvious. Yeah. Oh my gosh, get out of here. And then... So, okay, my biggest one, which I was like, what the heck happened, was when Hyunbin was in the hotel with his, like, chief, like, his upper officer. Basically, like, here are the plates, and then he gets called and is like, dude, my kidnapped his family. My family is kidnapped.
I can't lose anyone else. So
exactly.
his superior officer's like, okay,
fine.
I get that.
Fine.
Go help
and
your friend.
And then lets him take the plates.
What?
Which has been the whole point
the
whole mission.
I don't get it. What happened?
Like, right.
And was it really, it was even more annoying is that in one of the scenes right before that, the chief or whatever the heck was like, because Hyunbin kept being like, oh, what's his name is still alive. He's like, that's not
that's
our mission.
Fine. Our mission is to get
just
the plates.
Have plates. I'm like, what? And he just lets him run off with it? That makes no sense.
It didn't make sense.
Like, the only reason why he might let him take them is when, at one point, Hyunbin is like, my country should be ashamed of it. Of the plates, of, like, you know, doing illegal.
But he didn't say that to...
But the chief never...
The chief...
They never showed that the chief, like, thought the same thing of, like...
Correct.
Yeah.
Or ever questioned it. He was just, this is the mission and this is what we're going to do.
Like, what the heck? Like, I could understand them showing that the chief had the same line of thought. Like, I'm just following orders, but, you know, our country shouldn't have done this. But they never showed that. And so he just, like, grabbed them and left. Like, he didn't even be like, I mean, of course, who's
like,
going
to
ask?
There was no discussion, no debate,
yeah.
no anything.
Yeah.
Just, he grabs it and leaves.
And in the end,
no more said.
Or somewhere along the line, somebody said something about if you don't bring the plates back, you're going to face the firing squad.
Uh-huh.
And they ended up dumping the plates.
No, it wasn't him. I think it was the detective who did in the end.
Either way,
yeah.
He ended up at
Either
the bottom
way, he
of
lost
the
plates.
Ocean or
oh,
the bay.
Yeah,
or
like what?
And then he goes back to North Korea, and he's fine.
Yeah,
nothing
like,
happened
how does that
to him.
Work? I mean, the traitor's dead. Like child with a heck. He's dead.
He's dead.
And his, you know, his team's probably disbanded, whatever the heck. But the plates, which were based on the moneymakers, literally.
Literally.
The goal is to get that so they can make money to make money, would have gone. Like,
I mean, unless he was able to tell his...
Unless
the superior officer, I don't have the plates... But neither does the
does
South Korea have the plates. The
right.
plates are
and
destroyed.
And neither does the traitor have the plates because the traitor's dead. Very dead.
Nobody has the plates.
Yeah, I don't know. That just seems like too strange because they...
So was the point to get the plates to prevent a war?
No, but the point was to get the plates in part, and they said this in the beginning, to avoid an incident.
Right.
They didn't say a war, but they said, basically embarrassment. Like, for the North Korean government. An incident
that they owned
An incident of North... Like, yeah, they didn't want to have to admit that they had such a thing, even though it might be an open secret.
Obviously.
That, you know, it was still a secret, and this was evidence.
Mm-hmm. It was not very hard evidence there, too.
This was the best of the best. It was very hard evidence.
Hard evidence.
Oh, my
God. Why is that with you and the dad jokes?
What's hard? I don't get how that
hard...
Evidence.
Oh,
okay.
The plates.
I thought you were saying like cold hard cash.
No. You could be saying that too. This is going way off track.
It's fine. This is nowhere near off track. Yeah, you've
got some. Those are some serious plot holes.
Holes. That's it. Plot holes.
I mean, the story moved on and the characters at least were resolved. But that's a good point that they left some holes there that really don't make a lot of sense. They were. Like, not subtle either. They were blatant.
That one especially was really, like, obvious. And that one, I didn't have to, like, think about it afterwards and be like, wait a second. And me, I was like,
he let him run out? Like, what?
Like, and I think what they could have done to change that scene, in theory, is had the chief, I'm just calling chief, the higher up, whatever, had the chief dude... Could have been like, shoot, he's getting away with them. Had to try and have guys stop him, but he defeated them and got away. Like, I mean,
Sure.
You know, possible. Or say, or make a deal with him. Say, okay, I will let you take the plates. Go do this deal.
Like, if you kill the traitor.
As long as you kill the traitor and bring the plates back.
Well, he didn't do that in the end,
but he didn't.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, and it's annoying when they very specifically mention that. Like, he was like, someone said, if you don't bring back the plates, basically you're dead.
Exactly.
Because that's your whole thing. And, like, they very specifically said that. And the chief was like, this is our sole goal. I don't care about the traitor. Like, but, like, shouldn't he be dead then? And this he shouldn't be alive for the second movie? Right. Like,
okay, so those are our main critiques.
That's my biggest one. Yeah, and I think, honestly, that's probably the biggest one for all of us, I would assume. Is a whole pleat dilemma. Like, what the heck?
Yeah.
But overall, I think, except for that one plot hole, it was still a well-done movie. Like, that plot hole didn't ruin the movie for me. I mean... it's not like if this has been a show I've invested 20 hours into and are like, this is stupid.
Oh, that would be annoying. If we had watched a 20-episode show and that is...
That's a good point.
That!
I never thought of it that way. Yeah,
it was a once and done,
So only 2 hours of our life.
And they weren't wasted, I'd say.
No.
Would you recommend the movie? To someone
who's
not familiar with Korean movies, would you say, hey, this is a good Korean movie to watch?
That's tricky because we haven't seen much Korean movies. Anyway.
It would depend on the person.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, it was pretty approachable.
That's true.
And they wrapped it up in a, satisfying way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And in the end, the relationship and the comradeship between the two detectives was the best part of the movie.
Yeah, definitely.
I thought it was very interesting that it was done in a very different way than we're used to seeing in American movies. You know, the North Korean guy had nothing to prove. He knew he was a tough guy. He was skilled. Mm-hmm. He actually was at... He was after more revenge in many cases than really his mission.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, the dedication and passion and the position of the South Korean detective was more what won him over.
Mm. And was able to
convince him, okay, you can, it's okay. Yeah, this guy supposedly just killed himself by falling off the bridge. there's another little plot hole. I mean, he showed up. He showed up like the next day, with like not even a mark on his skin.
No bullet holes in him or anything.
Well,
he had no bullet holes. He didn't get shot. It was the car crash.
He was like bloody on the bridge, and then he
barely crawled.
Yeah, and then he was. Anyway,
whatever.
Yeah. That I racked up to the typical Hollywood style.
Yeah, but explain how is that different from the American way to do
it? Like the dynamic.
Okay. Yeah.
The dynamic, well, they made it very, I think, very personal. Mm-hmm. He was very emotional and very passionate about his country, about the rest of his police force that he was a part of. Mm. It wasn't about him personally. Mm. He wasn't looking. Yeah, they talked about the extra money he might get and mm-hmm. so forth. They referred to that, but you could see his motivation wasn't that. Mm-hmm. His motivation was, I want the best for
everybody,
and I know that letting you walk away down the bridge with these things that we're supposed to be after is the best for you, because otherwise it's a bad end for you.
Yeah.
And I'm willing to take all the heat
and
the complications that go with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the story turned around in the end.
So you're saying that wouldn't happen in an American movie?
I don't think in the same way.
Or is it like typical movie?
Especially the way he expressed his emotion about it was, you know, maybe it was just very Korean, and that's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I would agree.
It was good.
I would agree that it's quite approachable. I think they're, like we've said, that comedies we find aren't, like, Korean, like, TV show comedies typically aren't very approachable.
Just because their humor is so different.
Yeah, their humor, honestly, I don't get. Some of it is I don't get it because I don't know Korean and I don't know the culture, personally.
Correct.
And then just some of it is that, you know, there's some American jokes I don't even find funny. So, you know, same kind of thing. I just don't find entertaining. But it's like those in particular I don't find approachable. Whereas this, it's also because it's a movie. I mean,
so there weren't a lot of...
There weren't a lot of, like, planned words.
Well, there wasn't a lot of cultural stuff that was confusing in this.
Yeah, now that was confusing.
Right? I mean, you can... everybody understands the whole North Korea, South Korea.
Yeah.
To a certain level, you get it.
Yeah, there wasn't anything that was confusing. Because we've definitely seen shows that had... Some of it was planned words, but others were, like, traditions or something that we just, like, were, like, confused at it.
Yeah.
Which sometimes they do a good job of explaining it, but, like, other times it's just, like, what is happening kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, let's go around. Out of 5, so 5 obviously being, like, best, what is your rating?
Oh, but I get to hear your best. I'll say,
Well, that's hard because I haven't seen very many Korean movies.
Just go with it. I'm just curious.
If 5 is amazing and 1 is terrible, I'd give this a 3.5.
That's exactly what I'd say.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah.
I think a 4 is a little high just because, I mean, the plot was very simple, which it didn't need to be complicated. Like,
I don't care that the plot was simple, but we just spent time pointing out some major
holes
that really needed to not be there.
If there weren't so many holes, it could get a higher rating.
Yes.
But I'd agree 3.5.
Yeah, I think we're all in agreement to that 3.5. Like, it's a solid movie, but it's not like amazing, wonderful, you know, one of those things.
Yeah.
But I think I would recommend. I mean, it's hard. It is tricky because we haven't seen many Korean movies.
Mm-hmm.
We've mainly seen dramas, so I can kind of be like, you know, with dramas, I can be like, I would recommend this one over this one.
Right, right.
Or is this one like I've seen what like 3?
Well, you haven't seen. Oh, you've seen Space Sweepers too. Oh. You haven't seen that one.
Yes, I did. Honestly, did you see that one?
Oh, okay.
Song Joong-ki.
Okay, yeah.
That was honestly a better movie, I think.
I think it was a better
movie.
It was
funnier.
It was funnier.
It was funnier.
It was much, I know it's half its idea was to be a comedy.
Mm-hmm.
And they used the robot in there to create comedy.
That was
effect,
total comedy.
That was a better movie.
It was. I think it was also.
It was a brand new.
It was also, what, 2021?
21 or 22.
21 or 22, 20, yeah. And that is one thing I'm interested in with the one that's going to be coming out, Confidential Assignment 2.
Right.
What's it called? International or whatever? It's Confidential Assignment International. So it's the second one. It's because they're bringing in an American. I'm interested in partly, like, production quality for that one. It will probably obviously be higher. I wouldn't be surprised if, because, you know, this one's a sequel, because obviously they're doing a sequel because the first one did well. I'm assuming their budget's probably going to be higher. Because they're,
yeah,
you know.
I assume.
And, I mean, they also have Hyunbin's big name. This is also after Crash Landing. His, like, biggest, I think is his biggest drama. This is after it, so he's, like, even more popular.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
For sure. I'm interested to compare what they do with the action, the comedy characters, whatever, with this one, and then also the second one that's hopefully we'll see sometime this year. I think it'll be interesting to see what they do differently and what, like, they might do, you know, in theory they might do it, like, the action scenes might be better. Because of, like, a higher budget, also, like, you know, it's higher tech, because it's 2020, well, I guess filming might have been 21, but compared to 2017. What's so funny?
Space Sweepers.
Yeah.
The robot
was
played by the actor that played the South Korean detective.
Oh, he was a voice.
He was
by
the voice.
Him?
He was the voice.
Very interesting.
Oh,
yeah.
Is he known as a comedian? Like, that's really funny.
Yeah.
It was funny because I'm like, apparently
I'm
he's
like,
a,
wait a minute. There's a connection there.
Apparently he's actually quite well known, but I don't think we watched the genre he usually acts in. I don't know what his name is, the one who played the detective, but.
Yeah.
Overall, now sidetracked.
Okay.
Overall, it was well done. But like I said earlier, it's not like, you know, 10 out of 10 or anything like that. And it is something I would recommend to people just because it is approachable. Also, it's, you know, it's a decent action movie.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. So this has been our very special episode with, dude, it's now, you know, I first had one parent on here. I got both. That is just, I'm so cool. You guys, my parents are cool, but
that's,
no,
that's what it is.
My parents are cool. Yeah,
that's what it is.
Now we know.
But yes, so this has been fun, and we hope you guys enjoyed us talking about this movie, and also I hope you guys enjoyed hearing another opinion. It's not just us babbling on. We had someone else who actually had, like, other thoughts to give other than ours. So we hope you guys enjoyed, and we'll see you all next time.